occurs to me I didn't figure out how to turn the volume down on this intro music before I started it, but it is I Think So Joe, BoardWrestlingFan.com, and I am here with, hold on to your flagpoles, former WWE NXT star Derek Bateman. Michael Hutter, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. That's a pretty hip intro song you have. I just happen to have my own intro song. Can I play that?
You sure can. Go ahead.
I know I keep it going, but we have work to do. So
yeah. A man comes prepared with his own intro music. That is a first.
First for many.
Yes, absolutely. I don't even know where to begin, man. We were just talking before, and I just rolled out of bed. So
yeah, well, let's begin with you went to sleep at 11 a.m., and you woke up 2 hours later to talk to me via Skype.
And, I did.
That's dedication to your craft, so that's pretty cool, man.
It is. Well, you know, I invited you to be on the actual show on Sunday, the live show, and you weren't available. So I said, well, what time's good for you? You said 1 o'clock on Tuesday, and I'm thinking to myself, like, well, fuck. you could say whatever you want, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, like, here's the thing. I've been so good at not swearing for so long that if I'm going to do it, you know, I'm going to make it worth it. Kind of like, you know, if you listen to Jerry Seinfeld do comedy, the guy never swears.
Right.
When he finally does, man, it's going to be worth it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, maybe I'll say, like, piss or something, but, you know, I'll try to keep it together.
Well, you know, I'm giving you the option if you so choose to do so.
Well, fucking sweet.
All right. So what have you been up to? I know you on... I know you are no longer with WWE, and I found this out because the reason we're doing this interview is I tweeted you saying that, oh, I see big things in his future, and he's going to get a big push, and then you tweeted me back like, no, dude, I got fired. I had completely forgotten.
It's crazy because, like, man, I'm really good at, like, stuff. Not to be super conceited, but I'm pretty modest, but, yeah, like, I like wrestling, and I can talk. And I have some muscles, and, you know, I can wrestle, and I look good. But, yeah, totally got fired. But it's cool. Like, it's not a bad thing at all because I have a lot of options, and there's a lot of stuff I want to do with my life. So if they don't want to make money with me, I know people that might want to make money with me. Or I have no trouble just going to the real world and, you know, currently, I'm back in school, which is something I wanted to finish. So, you know, medical field, maybe I'll be killing cancer instead of, beating people up. Either way, I'm excited about the future.
All right, you're back on the indies as well, I believe. Is that correct?
That is true. And we're going to come right back to this. I'm going to go unplug that grill I was talking about.
Okay.
It's turkey burgers. You can keep this in. It'll be real quick.
All right. He's cooking turkey burgers as we're doing this. He already warned me he's going to go flip the burgers every now and then. So.
And I'm back.
And he's back.
Yeah, so back to the indies. Taking some time off, but my first match back. I have a really big deal. I'm really excited to talk about it, and that will be with Absolute Intense Wrestling out of Cleveland, Ohio, where I'm from. June 30th, it will be on iPay-Per-View via SmartMark Video, and it will be me taking on Tim Donst, who called me out at the last show. And I'm really excited because AIW is the kind of place where I started, and I really got my feet wet, and I'm going to go back there, and they've continued to run, and they're doing awesome. And I think this could really be a breakthrough show for them to get maybe some more attention, not only with myself being on it, but the card itself is really stacked, and there's a lot of talented individuals who deserve to be seen by the world on this show. So check that out.
It's only a couple of hours away from the studio. Maybe I'll convince people to go.
Buffalo, yeah.
I would like to see you in action. I haven't been to indie shows outside of here, so that'd be cool to do.
I only did one indie show in my life in Buffalo, and I don't remember it at all. I remember it was probably like my first year, and I had a truck, and it was so cheap that I kept the tailgate down to like for the wind resistance to save gas. Apparently, I thought that worked, where if you, you know, the wind would go into your truck and hit the tailgate, and it would slow you down, so it would cost you more gas. And I was like, well, if I just keep my tailgate down, maybe I can save on gas. But, well, you know, I threw my gear in the back, and I forgot to put my tailgate
on. Oh, no.
Driving to Buffalo for this show, and I had no gear because it fell out, and then I had to borrow someone's weird tights and wrestle. And that's all I remember about that.
That tailgate thing is something we'll pass that along to Mythbusters. They can take care of it. Yeah, so how does WWE go about releasing somebody? They just kind of call you at home, like, hey, we don't need you, stay home?
Yeah, that's pretty, I mean, like, one thing about, if you're smart about this, you get hired and you will someday get fired, there's no doubt, like,
right.
It's going to happen. You'd rather maybe go on your own terms and only a few select guys get to do that. Yeah, it's basically, it's pretty informal conversation on the phone, and, you know, that's it.
I made reference to hold on to your flagpoles. That's the USA guy.
Yeah, what a good idea, right?
I know. I was looking at that, and you know, I had heard about this before. It was creating a big buzz, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't watch it before this morning. Like, I got home this morning, like, you know, I should check out that USA guy stuff. And I watched it. And it's actually pretty entertaining. It's pretty funny. And you know, I had read somewhere that you did another interview where you know, they basically asked you if it was creative, had nothing for you, and, you know, you kind of said, yeah, that's pretty much it, or, you know, they didn't really tell you or whatever, but, you know, I could come up with something creative for you right now. You feud with Jack Swagger. That's what you do. You come, they go to Washington, D.C., they have Jack Swagger go, oh, well, I'll debate anybody in here that disagrees with me, and then you come out of the crowd with a different name, you know, you got the haircut and all that, so you get in the ring and you debate him, and then he tries to attack you, and you end up beating him up or something, you know?
Explosions, there you go. On the wings of an eagle, like, that's something that can run. That's something that can make him a lot of money. The thing about it was, like, it was an idea that was pretty much, it was approved and it was a go, and nearly secret, top secret info, it was almost like set the debut on Raw, just like sporadically and randomly in a weird way, and I'm like, whoa, this is happening way too fast. But it didn't. I'm like, oh, that sucks, but I guess it's kind of cool, because then, you know, like, hey, why don't you, all those ideas you pitched, why don't you make them as videos, and we'll let you release them on your own. We'll link them to our Twitter. We'll have them retweeted, and so it's kind of like a guerrilla deal. So I made the videos, and they were, you know, approved by whomever happened to be the head of the creative thing at the time. And we're like, cool, here they are. He's approving them, put them out there. But it was never really like
they never
super
made
super focus.
Yeah. They never made a big deal out of it. They didn't
something. Yeah. You know, it's not like it was vignettes on Raw by any means.
Right.
But they might have been coming. Unfortunately, I hurt myself in a match on Saturday Morning Slam with Antonio Cesaro, who I would have just loved to wrestle all across the world, fighting for America against him. But alas, you know, I was hurt and just disappeared into nothingness, apparently. So that's what happened. But, like, it was something that was going to happen. It wasn't just some crazy, crazy idea I was doing on my own, because, like, I wanted to do it the right way. So I was like, here's an idea I have, and it was an idea that probably would have not gone anywhere had it not been for certain you know, people that liked me in the company. So, you know, that.
Yeah, I like I said, I just saw him this morning, but everybody was talking about him back when they were coming out, and like, oh, check out this Derek Bateman thing. And I'm lazy, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, that whole overnight thing throws me off. So people are like, hey, watch this video. Yeah, I'll get around to it, and I never do. And so this morning I watched all of them. They're very entertaining. So anybody that hasn't seen them, just look up what is it? The USA guy, WWE, is the YouTube
channel.
Yeah,
I should probably change it. Huh? No, but yeah, like, so those are all handmade by me. Kind of going the route, you know, with like a Ryder thing where he, you know, wasn't doing anything and, you know,
right,
made his own thing happen, and that was good for him. But yeah, made it myself, and USA guy WWE. I haven't been on the YouTube page in a while. I should probably check him out, because there was some good work there, and maybe I can use it for somebody else now, since I'm no longer am the USA guy WWE. I'm just a USA guy in general.
Right, so now you just drop off the WWE and hope the USA guy isn't taken.
It's not like I'm verified on YouTube and I'm keeping my name until I can keep my verification like Twitter. If anyone has questions of why it's still Derek WWE, I'm not like holding on to this.
Well, I was going to ask you what happens with the Twitter. Are they like, you know, getting at you like you need to change your Twitter or?
Oh, no. Okay. There's never been anything like that, so.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering about that because you're still Derek WWE on Twitter, but you're, you know, Michael Hutter, and you don't work for WWE, and they're...
If you think about it, though, how many random weird people in the world have crazy name WWE as their Twitter handle?
That's true. Yeah,
fall to the wayside. But I will change it as soon as I can keep the verification because that little blue check mark is very important in life. Like, I mean... I did an interview yesterday. I was like, you know, I can go to high school reunion and be like, hey, what do you do now? And I'm like, hey, I'm unemployed. But I'm verified on Twitter, and people will be impressed.
Hey, that's something not everybody can say. I can't say that. Board Wrestling Fan is not verified on Twitter. They don't know it's us. We say it every week on our podcast, but it's not us. I asked people what they would want to ask you, and one person on Twitter got a hold of me, and they said, who came up with the idea of having those rip-away trunks in FCW?
Wow! Man, great question.
That's what I thought. I told her, I said, you know what? I'm asking him that question.
Damn. Like,
I was going to lead with that, but...
That is another good idea. That was my idea, and it was inspired by the scene in Airplane where the colonel... gets to the airport and he has his big aviator sunglasses on, and then he whips them off, and then there's just another pair of sunglasses on for no reason underneath. Like, who would do that? It's stupid. But my idea was, I was early in my FCW career, and I was like, what if I had just the crappiest, just crappy red trunks? And people were like, God, what crappy gear? And then I'm like, oh yeah, you think this is my gear? Guess what? Bam, rip them off, and it's just like loud, obnoxious trunks underneath. I don't think so. This is my real gear. And then I go, yeah, deal with it. And I throw them at somebody. And, you know, that was the basis behind that. And that was an idea I was told to stop doing. So I stopped. But I think I could have probably brought it back. I mean, that would have been good for NXT, and I should have brought it back. And I have friends that yell at me for not bringing that back. But, oh, well.
You were on that endless redemption season of NXT, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I certainly was, not for the beginning of it, but definitely I slapped that bad boy on my creative back and hopefully did some damage.
You carried it till they said, you know, we're not doing this anymore. Let's put this away.
Yeah.
And then they decided, hey, you know that thing in Florida? Let's make that NXT. Yeah.
I wouldn't say I carried it. I say there's a lot of good people.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the deal. That is what happened. Not so many words, but yeah.
So speaking of NXT, you were on, what was it, season 4, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so season 4 NXT, were they still doing those ridiculous challenges at that point? I kind of stopped watching after, like, season 3. But,
yeah, you know. Well, no, they were, and there were some ridiculous challenges. But I think what was cool about our group was that it was me, Curtis, like, Brodus, Saxon, Brian, we've all been around a little bit, and we're all kind of like used to the wrestling business just being like, hey, go do this, just kidding, do that. So we were all kind of, first off, we saw what happened to the other guys, so we expected it,
right?
We're also, there's no not nearly the pressure not being on American television, so we were on the internet, but we were able to handle, I think, the challenges, because like, all right, whatever, oh, you want us to run through an obstacle course? Cool, we'll do it as ridiculously as possible. Like, so I think that was what's cool about that group.
They were having
challenges were there, and they were whatever.
They were having you guys do like the stuff they were doing with the Diva Search a few years ago. It's funny to watch, you know.
As building stars, man.
I'm watching this like, I want to see these guys wrestle. I don't want to see them drink soda after running upstairs or whatever it was.
Well, that was season 1. We never had
That's what I was. I don't remember anything about
it. I would drink the fastest soda you've ever seen in your life. You'd be like, wow, that guy, I want to pay money to see Russell because he can drink soda faster than anybody.
Yeah, that I never got. Just stick him in the ring and let us vote. You know, if he's a good wrestler, I'm gonna vote for him. Like you're a talented wrestler. I've seen you wrestle. I've watched you wrestle.
I'm not that bad. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Like I said, it means
a lot when an internet guy says, "Hey, you're good at wrestling."
Yeah.
Right. You're tough to sleep sometimes. So thank you.
I saw you come out for that match on NXT with Big E Langston. I'm like, oh, he's due for a push, man. He's good. And then, no, dude, I got fired.
Oh, and you know what? Like,
I felt like such an idiot, man.
It wasn't bad.
No,
I think.
No.
I don't know.
No. I felt like such an idiot tweeting you that, realizing after the fact. But, you know.
No, it's fine, because I'm not upset.
Oh, I know.
Or in general, like, there's no big deal.
I see you're wearing a Guns N' Roses t-shirt in your Skype picture. I just saw them last week, actually.
That's good. I'm glad they're still kicking it.
Oh, Axel was awesome.
Like, all right, I wore that shirt because I'm going to plug something else stupid right now while we have you here. I took that picture after doing a shooting a video. I don't know if you've seen any of our internet videos a couple of us have put together. It was called Funny Don't Make Money. You can find it on YouTube. It's just stupid iPhone videos edited poorly by me. And, you know, I put them up there. And then we have Hot Young Briley, a.k.a. Briley Pierce, a.k.a. Ryan Nemeth. We have Percy Watson, a.k.a. Nick McNeil. And we have Trent / Greg, who just came back from Japan. So we're just, you know, just a couple dudes putting stupid stuff on the internet. Nothing wrestling related, but hopefully it entertains people for a minute or two.
Yeah, I caught the first one, and I think that was it was Trent and it was Briley, and they were talking about how small their dicks were.
I didn't actually edit that one, but yeah. That was actually never supposed to see the light of day, but so happens a YouTube channel was born out of a crazy idea, and it is there. And yeah, that is so funny to me.
You know, it works and it keeps you guys in the public eye, you know, because people are like, oh, look what these guys are doing now. And, you know, so, you know, somewhere down the line, somebody else will see it and be like, well, you can't talk about your dick on TV, but you looking for a job?
Yeah.
So what do you plan on doing next? Is, like, Impact in your future, ROH, any of that? Or you're just going to go to school and see what happens?
I am not done sports entertaining / wrestling by a long shot. I have a lot to offer this industry, and I can make somebody a lot of money. As far as going somewhere else, I mean, I can't really talk about that now because I have no idea.
Right.
If any opportunity arises, I'll definitely look at it and act accordingly. There's a lot of people I want to mix it up with, whether it's here in the great United States of America or it's in a different country, perhaps a continent of Europe, perhaps a little country far out to the west in the land of the rising sun. Who knows? There's a lot of stuff I always wanted to do. I didn't get a chance to do before I got signed, so maybe I have the opportunity to do that now. And all the while, I'll be educating myself, so hopefully, you know, I can do some real stuff too.
Absolutely. Let's see. One of the questions I got on the internet from somebody was, can you buy them a Cavs jersey and send it to Croatia?
I'll tell you what I can do. I can send you my old LeBron James Cavaliers jersey to Croatia. I don't know how we'd work out the addresses, but yeah, if they can contact me on Twitter, I'll make that happen because I have it just sitting in the house and I never burnt it, but I've looked at it to burn, but then what's the point after the fact?
I'll let them know. I'm sure you're sitting there watching the NBA Finals like, no, don't let this guy win again.
Well, I mean, he won it, so like that part of me says he did it good. So it's just more of a, I don't loathe him to the extremes of the heart-wrenching thing he did to the city, but I also can't root for him or the city of Miami because I feel like they're just the worst sports fans and spoiled. Sorry,
you know, it's been forever since I watched a basketball game, but I heard they were up like by a lot in game two and the fans just kind of started leaving. Like, wait a minute, your team's winning, you're supposed to stay.
Should be a celebration, like no matter how lopsided the score is, you're like, yeah, you should be just screaming at Tim Duncan. Like, you're from Buffalo, you are a very passionate sports fan, I can imagine. Like, I'm from Cleveland,
yeah,
like we have snow and we have terrible weather, so we rely on our sports, like we live and die by them, and Miami has beaches and fake people, and, well, they have other things to do besides sports, so they really don't care half the time, and it's upsetting that a conglomerate was built in a city that doesn't appreciate it.
Oh, exactly. I mean,
like, if it was New York, it would be, you can hate it, but at least, like, man, Knicks fans are passionate and deserve a winner, so, like, I can get it in New York, but I just don't get it in Miami.
Yeah, I mean, your description of Cleveland sounds exactly like Buffalo, by the way. It's snow, and it's bad, and we like our sports teams. I'm a Niners fan, but that's besides the point. I went to a Sabres game where the Sabres got blown out like 8-4 or something was the final. We stayed till the very end. And we were, you know, hanging out with the Rangers fans on the train on the way back.
And you can admit defeat too.
We can admit, exactly.
You can be humble, like, you got us.
Well, if you're in Buffalo, and I'm sure Cleveland as well, you know all about defeat.
Oh yeah.
You guys have just as many championships as we do. I actually made friends with Gary Barnage. He's the new he signed to be the tight end of the Browns. There, he comes on the show occasionally. So
this conversation got depressing fast.
Yeah, we're talking sports. It's a Buffalo fan and a Cleveland fan talking sports.
Who knew?
Doesn't go well. Now you're in good company as a Cleveland fan. You got Jerry the King Lawler's a huge Cleveland sports fan.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely.
That's cool. We bring it back to wrestling now. See, it comes back to wrestling.
I hate talking about wrestling. I love talking about just life.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Who cares about wrestling? This is a wrestling website with a wrestler on the air. And don't need to talk wrestling. We talk sports entertainment here. So what was your favorite part of your WWE career?
My favorite part of my WWE career? I mean, I guess anytime I got to go in front of a large, just an audience in general, and do my thing, like, is awesome. And to be paid for it, that insane. Like, wow, that is awesome. Maybe I really enjoyed most of the stuff that we did on NXT Season 4, Daniel Bryan and myself, I think, was just some of the most entertaining things on WWE program ever, and it was just hidden on the internet, so you don't even know about it, let alone the majority of the world. But, you know, some of that stuff was so good and so fun, and just, like, it was off the cuff, and just us being us, which was cool. And then later into Redemption, not when I first came back, but when we kind of went away from the challenges and the nonsense, and we created our own nonsense, and everyone on that show had an angle, and we were telling stories, and some of them were, I mean, they were a little ridiculous, and they were soap opery, but it was some of my favorite stuff we did. And, like, the love triangle between myself, Maxine, and Johnny Curtis was so much fun. And then all the people that, all the guys that might not be being used at the time show up on NXT, and we all get to just wrestle each other, and all the matches were good. And, like, that show was so underrated, I think, in a way. I mean, a lot of people, like, the audience increased vastly throughout the 10-year from when it was, like, nonsense challenges to, like, what we got into doing, but still, a lot of people didn't know it even existed. But the work done there by everyone involved, I think, was, sometimes it missed, but a lot of times it hit, and it was cool, and that was a lot of fun.
See, I knew it existed. I just didn't always get to watch. Now, I know when I mentioned you to my Board Wrestling Fan Radio co-host and the possibility of you being on the live show on Sundays, he was like, oh, yeah, I can't wait. You know, I love the Betamax stuff in NXT, you know, which I knew about that stuff. I didn't really get to see a lot of it, but I knew about it.
Some good stuff out there.
I followed it. My mind just went
blank. Can we pause for a second? I really have to take a pee.
Yeah, go right ahead, man.
And you can leave that in, too.
I will leave that in. That works.
More than welcome to know. I'm human.
He is human, ladies and gentlemen. He has bodily functions just like the rest of us. he'll be back eventually. It's like doing Think Metal on Sundays by myself when George doesn't show up for you BoardWrestlingFan.com radio listeners. I should have picked like a break song or something.
I'm back.
All right, welcome back. I'm going to have to edit out that silence that was just there, and everybody's going to be like, man, that guy pees quick.
I thought it took a long time. I brought the turkey burgers with me, so I'm going to try not to like make the sounds of eating, but I'm so hungry.
Oh, no problem, man.
We continue going.
It's lunchtime. It's understandable. You're it's 1 o'clock. You know? It's close to lunchtime. So how'd you go? How did WWE like go about approaching you to get into the company, or did you approach them? How did that get started?
I approached them. Basically, I mean, they really, unless you're, I think maybe a super hot prospect or international star, you gotta put the feelers out there. Originally, my career, it was 2007, and I was not signed. I've been indie wrestling maybe a year and a half. Or a little bit more, and I went down to OVW, which was developmental at the time, but they also had classes for guys who were not under contract, pretty intersparse guys with the people under contract. So I thought that'd be a good idea to go down there and at least, hey, I'm here, hey, like, you can't ignore me, I'm here, I'm around. And it was cool. I got to learn from Rip Rogers, who's just a great coach for wrestling, wonderful coach. And I was kind of going okay, and it started to go well, and then blew out my knee, so I had to go home, get surgery, take care of that on my own. And when I was home, you know, it's tough being away from it, especially because I didn't do anything yet really successful. But I found the opportunity. They moved by the time I was cleared and back in the swing of things and back working and doing regular stuff and working indies as well. They had a tryout down in Florida at FCW, which then became developmental, and I flew myself down there for the tryout, tried out, got signed, and started at FCW in 2009.
All right, I know they let you work under your real name for a little while, and then of course WWE has to own everything, so you became Derek Bateman. Where did they come up with that name? Who came up with the name? And why?
I had a yellow sheet of paper, and I wrote a bunch of names down. And I said, okay. And I wrote a bunch of names down. And one of the first names was Derek, and one of the last names was Bateman. And I showed up to a show one day, and on the little whiteboard for the card for the evening, I saw Derek Bateman. And I was like, ah, I guess that's me.
Bateman, is that from...
I liked it because... I always wanted the initials DB for various reasons. I thought that'd be funny. You can do a lot with that. And yeah. Then I also like the last name Bateman from the novel by Bret Easton Ellis, American Psycho, along with the film of the same name. And then the first name Derek, I always thought of just like, just what kind of crappy guys have the name Derek? What can I do? And then, you know, oh, well, I can. How about a crappy guy with tearaway shorts?
Yeah. There you go. You know, it's funny, a lot of people think American Psycho when they hear the last name Bateman. I have an ex-girlfriend whose last name was Bateman, so I think of actual psychos, but that's another story.
Yeah, and a lot of people think there's this, like, crazy name generator for all the talent, and they're like, man, who came up with this horrible name? Usually, it's the guy who's the wrestler that, I guess, came up with it. I don't know, I haven't had a new fake name in a while.
Right.
It's not like... random name generator. Beep, 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 beep. You are Tim Dimson. Like, there's some input, so if someone has a bad name, blame the guy, not the company.
Yeah. It definitely seems like there's some input because there's, you know, the names are similar to the real names occasionally. Like, I know Johnny Curtis is, you know, real first name is Curtis, and Daniel Bryan is Bryan Danielson, which... You know, I get that with guys that nobody's really heard of, but, you know, when you bring a guy like Bryan Danielson in, who's been, you know, a big name in the indies, everybody knows who he is, like, oh, okay, your name's Daniel Bryan now. Like, why is my name Daniel Bryan?
Yeah, it didn't seem necessary, but then again...
It's
their business, it's their talent, they can do what they want with them, and, like, you just have to we as fans like to complain just about everything, I feel like. And then, like, there's some things worth complaining about, like me getting fired, perhaps. No, I'm just kidding. But there's some things worth complaining about, and then there's some things you just be like, eh, I can live with it.
Yeah.
we gotta loosen up as fans, because...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're going to do what they want to do, so we might as well just enjoy it. It is absolutely true. It's probably the best way to look at pro wrestling. If you don't like it, watch something else.
Exactly. I mean, so I get released, and I mean, I try to always be a student of the game. Like, I watch every wrestling. I'm always watching wrestling. And then I'm like, well, I need to take a break from wrestling and watch other stuff. And guess what, everyone? There's a lot of good stuff out there. So if you don't want to watch something, you don't have to. Check this out. Here's what you want to watch. You want to hit up Netflix. You want to watch How the Universe Works, because that will blow your mind. Okay? Stuff like that. Well, like, you know, I'm like, oh, man, I have a three-hour block on Mondays now because I'm not going to watch Raw. What can I do? I'm going to read a book. What? Oh, my God. And it's good. It's good stuff. So... if you don't like something, you can always change it.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's always been my motto, you know. A lot of, you know, for a lot of things, like parent groups and stuff, like, oh, you shouldn't watch that. Okay, change the channel. Who cares? Yeah. You know, you don't like it, don't watch it. One question from the interwebs here. Any funny road stories? Which I'm sure with some of the people you hang out with.
A lot of those I'm going to keep under wraps for protection of everyone involved. Man, off the fly, I really can't think of one.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
But I really would like to answer that. I mean, it's not like it was, like, we're not crazy animals like they might have been back in the day. We're all very, you know, everyone has to be professional and, you know, dress nice even when you're traveling. And you represent the company, and it's corporate. So, you know, it's not... But, you know, we're also pro wrestlers at heart, so we all are sort of insane in a way.
Right.
So, but, like, nothing, like, you know, no, I have no out in the desert in Vegas, somebody burying a body, nothing crazy like that.
So no Owen Hart British Bulldog kind of stuff.
No, man, how good were those stories? Well,
I know, those are always
those
fun.
Those men have lived. Wow.
Those great. Are always fun. That would have been a good time to be around that company, I think, would be. Or unless you're the victim, I guess. Another question from the interwebs, from the same person, actually. Which did you enjoy more, OVW or FCW?
I was in FCW longer, so I've been there through the good times and the bad. I wish I had more time at OVW, because, like I said, I was cut short being injured.
Right.
But then I heard it blowing on my knee. But then again, I was never in the OVW contract with those guys, so I don't know how their training went, how everything went with them. So I can only speak on as far as being contracted, being at FCW. And so, I mean, there was a lot of good times at FCW, so I would definitely pick that.
How much creative input did you and the others have during NXT Redemption, being that it wasn't on TV and they didn't really have any idea what they were doing with you? How much input did you guys have into what made the interwebs there?
I don't know if the word would be input as much as it was always like a think tank. We had one just awesome writer who worked with us, and was kind of thrown on him this job, because they're like, hey, here's a show we don't know anything about, what we're doing with it, just go ahead, do whatever. He was like, oh, what? Okay. And so we had a lot of ideas, and it wasn't like a process where if an idea for Raw has to go through a bunch of people, it was just like us talking to him and like shooting the stuff back and forth and making things work. So yeah, I guess input would be the word. We had a lot. We all worked together just to make the show good, because it was a proving ground for all of us that, like, hey, you don't want to, you know, you're not really doing anything with us. Well, we're going to live in our own little world and entertain the fans in our own way. And maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. We'll see. So there was a lot of back and forth with one creative member there. And I think we all did pretty good. There was no really, I guess, a lot of, like, you know, people are competing for spots on Raw. There might be egos involved. There, we were all kind of working together to make just a good show, and everyone had some input on it.
Which is what should be done, because the NXT product has consistently been better than some of the WWE stuff. That's my opinion. That doesn't necessarily reflect the opinion of my guest. Don't want to get you in trouble.
What does it matter anymore?
Right? Oh, you don't want to burn bridges. Come on.
Oh, you never really burn bridges in this industry. But I'm also very proud and happy with everything I did. So I have no really axe to grind as far as being on NXT or like anything creatively. Like everything I did. I mean, sure, I could have done some things differently. Everyone could have, but looking back, proud of what I've done.
Yeah, and you looked like you had fun doing it, so, you know, that's
which
what
matters. It's very important, because they preach, hey, this should be fun. This is supposed to be fun. This is supposed to be fun.
You had fun, you made some money, you entertained a lot of people.
Yeah. Can't ask for more. I mean, you can ask for a lot more, but...
Well, you ask for superstardom and championships. To root for a better sports team. I'm kidding.
Never.
We're trying to get out to a Browns game this year. Like I said, we know Gary Barnage there, so we're going to try and go root for him, even though he'll probably be riding the bench.
They play the Bills this year, don't they?
They do. They play them in Cleveland, and it's a Thursday night game. That's what we're trying to get to is that one.
Well, maybe I'll see you there. We'll see.
Hopefully. We're trying. any thought to expanding your presence in the indies, aside from what you're doing now?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if anyone's interested in contacting me about some stuff, my email is michaelhutter10@gmail.com. michaelhutter10@gmail. But I'm definitely interested in, like, I mean, mixing it up with some new people and traveling still. Like, I have a little bit of name, and I think I want to do a lot of the stuff I didn't get a chance to do because I got signed, and when I was so focused on getting signed, I didn't have a lot of chances to do things like go to a lot of crazy indies or overseas or anything. So I definitely want to try and do that. Yeah.
Try and put you in touch with some folks in Buffalo here.
Yeah. No, especially because, you know, I'll be up in the area a little bit, so.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not too far from here, and this time you can leave your tailgate up.
Yeah, I can afford gas now. It's great.
Not lose your gear, hopefully. yeah, I'll get your info out to a couple of promoters. Let's get you around here and elsewhere. I know some guys up in Calgary and all over the place, so.
Hell yeah. Oh man, this has become a business. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna help you now.
You're my agent.
I don't know about that, but well, you know, I know people in Texas, I know people in Buffalo and Calgary. Helps to be in this.
Well, you are a bored wrestling fan, so yeah. You just talk to a lot of people.
I do. I've been afforded that opportunity over the last year or so, which is cool. I talked to an old I don't know, was it a teammate of yours or an opponent of yours? Johnny Gargano was our first interview, actually, about a year ago.
I'm going to see him again up at the AIW show. And he went out and made a name for himself, and that's really cool. Like, through doing all the indies, like Evolve and Dragon Gate and Chikara and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's good to see, like, him and Gregory Iron are a couple guys from Cleveland. In addition to, like, Matt Cross, M-Dog 2020. Or M-Dog 20, excuse me. Totally awesome dude. Like, there's always been some good guys in Cleveland, so it's good to see those guys. Maybe it's not with the company I used to work for, but they're out there making a name for themselves, and that's awesome.
Gregory Iron's a cool guy. I've been trying to get him, but he never returns my email.
Oh, I can return your email. Huge superstar. Gregory Iron can't. That's a shame.
It's good, man. I'm very proud of that guy, what he's accomplished, you know, given what he's been through. So, you know, yeah, Gargano was a cool guy. All he wanted to talk about was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
Nerds, I love it.
Yeah. That was cool, though. He was a cool guy. It was the first interview we did, and it was a guy from Texas got him on the show for us, and that's how I met all these other promoters and stuff. And I know the guys here in Buffalo, of course, but you know, yeah, we'll get you somewhere. Yeah. You'll go far, kid.
Oh, thanks. I was following you, internet voice I've never met.
Yeah, I'm gonna put you on Buffalo shows for my selfish reasons because I can see you wrestle in person. But
you know. And I'm a pretty cool guy.
And you're a pretty cool guy. Yes. For a Browns fan.
Touché.
Yeah. Anyway, I gotta stop harping on you for that because I'm a Niners fan and my team sucked for like 10 years.
You remember 93 Monday Night Football when the Browns beat the 49ers?
I was 12 years old.
good old days.
Yeah. I remember the Bills beating the 49ers one year. 49ers were 4-0 and the Bills were 0-4. I'm like, yeah, the Niners are going to beat the Bills or I'm going to shave my goatee. And I had never shaved my goatee before. And then the 49ers took like a record number of penalty yards and, you know.
Yeah.
Ah, crap.
Beard versus hair match. Like, I grew up that hair a while ago. And I mean, I cut it off, obviously.
Yeah,
that's one thing I've always wanted to do in wrestling, preferably in the WWE, but was to have a beard versus hair match versus somebody with an awesome beard, and I never got to do that, so I'm going to live the rest of my life in regret. So I'll grow my hair out again. That was too much hassle.
Yeah, that was some wild hair, man. That's pretty much what my hair would do if I grew it back out again, if I didn't do anything with it. I used to have long hair myself, then I shaved it off.
Oh, hey, I'd also like to apologize because every time I do like a podcast, I have a special guest kind of show up, but so far no one's walked through my door at this moment today. So usually someone just walks in and it's like, oh, hey, here's another loser who's fired. It's just me, and I don't see anyone coming through the door.
The turkey burgers aren't working for you, I guess. They're not drawing the crowds.
Oh, they worked. I just ate them both.
Good. Well, see, that's just it. You only grilled enough for yourself. That's why nobody's coming over.
Man, I give enough people stuff. Like, I have a little central hub of hanging out, and my beer's always being taken, or my, you know, other booze, or my eggs, or my bottles of water, or, you know, stuff of that nature. Diet Coke.
See, when people come over my house, they bring me stuff. They don't take stuff. It's better that way, I think, but you know, I'm not a big megastar from the WWE, so
neither am I.
Well, yeah, but people know who you are.
My mom and you.
Yeah, okay. You sure your mom knows who you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you missed. Hey, my mom was on NXT Redemption, for crying out loud.
Oh, I missed that one. I'm gonna have to find
that. That show was.
I'm going to have to find that. That's got to be on the internet somewhere.
If there's any negative comments on my mother, don't tell me, because I do have time and the resources to hunt people down.
I was going to look up, I was going to try and find the video on YouTube and see what the comments were, but
no,
we'll leave your mother out of this. I can understand that. If I had the time and the resources and you know, the muscle power, I'd probably go beat people up for talking about my mom too. So.
I mean, remember Jay and Silent Bob?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I watched that the one day. I got home and I'm like, man, I don't feel like going to sleep. I don't feel like, what am I gonna do? And I flipped through Netflix and it was on. I'm like, yeah, I'm watching this. Morris Day in the motherfucking time.
Okay, let's continue. I'm just gone all off track.
It's all good. Who cares? We never talk wrestling on our show anyway. It's always hockey, and they've taken to calling the show Cock Talk. So
whoa. We're talking.
Oh, we got to get Trent and Briley on here, and they can talk about how small theirs are, I guess.
I mean, you know, I'll bring it up with them. We'd love to do weird stuff, so...
Yeah, I've been meaning to check out more of those videos. Like I said, I'm not really an internet video kind of guy, and it took me this long to check out the USA guy videos, but I've heard about them. I hear they're very entertaining, and people should check them out.
Yeah. Funny don't make money.
And it's a bunch of guys that I have no idea why they got released, because they were all really talented guys.
Yeah, it's real weird, isn't it? It's weird, huh? That's all I'll say.
Yeah. It's like, just one week I'm watching, and Briley's doing the thing with Sakamoto and... what was it, like Connor O'Brien or something, or was it Corey Graves? I don't know, something like that. And next thing you know, I'm like, oh, these two got released. And then they have the Battle Royal on the next episode, and they're the first two out. Like, well, didn't see that coming.
Nemeth, Ryan Nemeth, a.k.a. Dolph Ziggler's brother, probably one of the most entertaining guys I've met, and just wrote a book, just very funny, awkwardly funny, but like just so talented. It doesn't make sense. Yeah. But whatever.
Creative had nothing for them, I guess. I don't know. It's because they hire Hollywood writers and they're looking at these guys like, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with this guy. There's only so many divas on the roster to have love triangles with. I always maintain they should hire fans who know how to write instead of writers who have no idea what they're doing.
Then that would probably open up a different can of worms. So who
yeah,
knows? Yeah, and like I said, there's nothing we can do about anything besides, I mean, we can talk about it on the internet, or you can not complain and just be like, whatever, take it with a grain of salt, or we can just not watch it in general. Who knows? You can. There, you have options. You have the power. You have the power. But then I would hate to see you as the bored wrestling fan not watching wrestling, because that would make no sense.
Exactly.
Because that would leave you even more bored without wrestling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, some weeks I don't know why I do it, but you know, I always try to look for the good in things. Like I think the joke on the Sunday podcast this week was the Wyatt family are coming. But I've been a wrestling fan since I was like 8, so I don't think it's going anywhere. I have a studio full of wrestling memorabilia and Guns N' Roses memorabilia. Actually, I stole one of the signs for the concert last week.
It's 2 for 2.
Yes. So we already know where they can find you if they're looking for you. You are at DerekWWE on Twitter for now. You've also given your email address. We've heard some of your road stories and heard about
NXT. You didn't hear one road story. You heard me avoid road
stories. We heard you avoid road stories.
I mean, like, a lot of stuff's funny, but it's not a funny story. Like, hey, the time Johnny Curtis and Conor O'Brien left me at a gas station. I can't tell it's, because it's like, it's not hysterical, so it's like a letdown.
Yeah,
but it's kind of funny to us.
I understand it.
They were hidden behind a dumpster, and I had no idea. You know, like, so what are you gonna do? I should come more prepared next time.
He becomes.
I'm sure I'll be back.
He becomes Fandango, and you become the guy that's talking to the guy on the internet.
He becomes Fandango, and I become the USA. Like, never mind.
Yeah.
But hey, Fandango's awesome. Dango, so.
It's funny. I saw the last time I had SmackDown in Buffalo, they had the dark match was Johnny Curtis and Michael McGillicuddy, and look what those guys are doing now. You know?
Yeah, good for Axel, I guess his name is, because he's an awesome talent and an awesome dude. So I couldn't be happier that he's doing something sweet finally, something good.
Yeah, he's winning by countout every week.
Hey.
Win's a win, right?
You gotta, yeah, pays the same at the pay window.
Pay window. All right, so you're coming up on your first show back with the name escapes me.
Absolute Intense Wrestling.
AMW. That is it.
And you better remember it because you're going to the show.
So. I'm going to attempt to go to the show. It is June 30th, right? I got
Correct.
This right? Okay.
Yes.
I pay attention.
Good. I don't.
I do, and it's when I'm on like 2 hours of sleep.
No. We'll get you to bed soon. We're almost done here.
All right. I'm trying to figure out a nice little way to wrap it up. So we can. Yeah. But no, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk with me for almost an hour now.
Yeah, I mean, I like to talk, and it's nice to interact with people. I don't do every offered little podcast. I usually try to research it at least a second, and I saw you at least had over 1,000 Twitter followers, so I was like, yeah, all right, that'd be cool. At least someone might listen to this.
I don't know how many of them actually pay any attention to us, but...
Probably. But then again, we made sweet connections, and you're my new independent agent for Buffalo, Texas, and Calgary. You'll be paid in... what do I got? You'll be paid in old school concert posters.
Nice.
Okay, now those are someone else's. I can't give them to you. You'll be paid in my WrestleMania 28 hoodie that I'll never wear. And my WrestleMania 28 t-shirt that I'll never wear. And my WrestleMania 27 hat that I'll never wear. So, good. It's a good business.
That's good business. That works for me. There's WrestleMania merchandise in my studio from a couple that I've been to. If you had the WrestleMania 29 merchandise, I was actually there.
What year? Oh, yeah, 29. Okay, how about the... Yeah, I'll get you a shirt.
Cool.
I got you a shirt.
Cool.
I'm gonna get you a shirt. I'm going to get Croatian fan, a Cleveland Cavaliers outdated LeBron James jersey, and I'm going to get $1 million because I'm talented, hopefully.
All right. Yeah, I'll definitely put some of those guys in contact with you, or you in contact with them, one of the two, and we'll get you some bookings.
All right. Obviously, I'm not getting them, but, you know.
Well, we'll try to get you some bookings.
I'd wrestle every weekend, then, you know.
I'll try my best to get you bookings. I can't promise anything. I'm not the promoters, but I'm in good with some guys.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for taking the time out of your day and during your lunch.
My pleasure. Thank you for taking the time out of your sleep schedule and interrupting your stage 2 and 3 sleep, I'm sure. Perhaps your REM sleep cycles, which are not good to interrupt.
No.
Wait to do that. Just shoot the shit with me. That's cool.
Absolutely. And, I got time to get back to sleep, so I'm good.
And we're new friends, which is a cool thing, so I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. You are more than welcome to come back on anytime you'd like.
So there'll be tons of stuff to talk about in the future.
Absolutely. Anytime you got something to promote, let me know. We'll get you on.
Maybe I'll have a road story for you.
Hopefully. All right.
One time I saw Trent's... Never mind.
All right.
Prostitute. No, never mind.
All right. Derek Bateman, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Hutter. Check him out. Absolute Intense Wrestling, June 30th, Cleveland, Ohio.
Thanks,
and
brother.
We'll see you guys for Board Wrestling Fan Radio Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern. Take care, everybody.
Bye!